This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A campaign interview today. Monique Despain back on with us, Republican candidate for Congress, joining us from Eugene. Monique, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, ballots are out, going out in the mail. People should be receiving them maybe even as early as today in some cases. Talk about how you're feeling about the race at this point.
I am so excited to get over the finish line in victory and begin the work of the people here in the 4th District. 18 days left until Election Day, but I do think the majority of people do cast their votes in this first week or so after they get them, and that's great. We want to vote early and with discernment.
So what are you feeling? What's your polling showing about how this race is looking?
Well, I've always been confident that we can win by running on truth and by running on the issues that matter to the people that live here. I mean, we all agree that we do not have the public safety that we want. We all agree we want a secure border to our nation, and that all of that is affecting our economy and the conditions right here in our communities with the homelessness, the fentanyl, death, addiction, and damage that's being done by all of these negative things that are coming to us over the border.
And what is the experience of running for Congress? What has that been like for you?
I feel honored to be participating in the political process in this way. I feel very well supported through this whole experience. It's been about a year since we launched November 17th. And I just have been inspired by how much support. We got 2,000 plus signs out across the district. We have had volunteers door knocking. We've hit over 13,000 doors. This is with all volunteers and myself. And I have thoroughly enjoyed the door knocking, actually. And I'm talking to people from all parties. Just had some great conversations last night with people that have Harris signs on their yards, but they're very concerned about the local issues, and they know we need better representation for the 4th District, somebody to stick up for Oregon in Washington, D.C. So it's been a great experience, and I feel well prepared to do the job when I'm hired on Election Day.
What have you learned from this experience getting out there and meeting with folks?
That they're surprised to have somebody come and talk to them about the issues of concerning them. The coastal communities in particular have not been heard. Nobody visits. There's just a couple drop-ins from elected representatives, the federal representatives, my opponent Val Hoyle, the senators, when there's a photo op. That is one thing I've heard. I've not done something like this before. I thought it would be kind of like, oh, people come, they make all these promises, they talk all the time, but they're just not even visited or heard. So that's something I intend to continue to do. It makes a big difference. And that's the way I learn about what's important to people. And we're right on target with the public safety issues and the economy. People are really struggling in the economy. Our elected officials have not delivered on the promises of housing, workforce development, infrastructure. All these things have to happen. We can't just keep talking about it.
What are the main issues? You've touched on them a bit, but go into a little bit more depth about the main issues for your campaign.
Well, I'm running on public safety, the economy, getting inflation down so that we can all of us live affordably again. And the third is holding our government accountable. We don't have the transparency and accountability that we need. All the issues that we talk about, homelessness, for example, there are hundreds of millions of dollars coming into Oregon or being allocated to the homeless, to drug addiction, but it's not happening. We still remain a state with the fewest amount of beds to serve the mentally ill and addicted. The money is being taken. We're being taxed, but there's no delivery on the functions of government. So that's just one example. Same with the housing. And then another thing that's really near to my heart and to the people who live in the 4th District is forest management. It's a tragedy that this year alone, over 2 million acres burned in Oregon. They'll never be retrieved, not in our lifetimes or our children's lifetimes. There's no real action from our electeds in Oregon. Now, there was just an act passed, thank God, by the House called Fix Our Forests Act, bipartisan, all the Republicans, 55 Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, but not Val Hoyle. And that was a transformative bill. Like I say, it did pass the House, so we're going to have to watch and see what our senators do. But that's to start making progress on reducing wildfires and saving our forests, making them more resilient to all the factors that are causing wildfires to burn at epic proportions.
As you've gone around the district, of course, it's a very diverse district. You mentioned the differences on the coast, and a congressional District 4 hasn't gone to a Republican since John Dellenbach left office in 1975. That's 49 years ago. What makes you think it could be different this time?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. 49 years now. I mean, are we happy with the last 49 years? Just in the last 10 years, are we happy with what the federal government has delivered to our state and to our communities? But across the board, I'm hearing no. I have Democrats supporting me and independents and non-affiliated because Libertarians, Constitution Party, we all live here. And I'm focusing on the issues that we can make progress on that we all agree on, and that's public safety and economic development.
Talk about the public safety.
You know, I want to say, Kyle, it's not me doing it. It's everybody stepping up and voting. You know, we get the government we elect. We get the government we deserve. So I have given everything I can to make everybody know I'm available to do this job. This is who I am. Those are the things I believe are important to Oregonians, and I've just confirmed it in a year of campaigning. And so I also have a track record of producing results. And so it's on everybody to step up and vote. Many of us are frustrated. I met a person last night who did come out of his front door to talk to me, but he said, I am so frustrated. I'm not even going to vote at all. I said, look, I totally understand. I am so frustrated that I'm running for Congress. It's like, come on now, step aside. I'll do this job. We can make progress if we all step up. And so the response is not to pull away and retreat. We have to stick up for our beliefs and vote accordingly and with discernment. You know, we need to put our jerseys down and vote for the candidate that has presented themselves to do the work of the people. And that's what I encourage people to do. You'll get your voter's pamphlet. I think most people have it by now. And there is such a stark contrast between my written contract, which is what I submitted in the voter pamphlet. That is what I promised to do. That is who I am. And you'll see a stark contrast that was submitted in August before Val Hoyle knew she needed to respond to the people. So she doesn't mention fentanyl. She doesn't mention securing our borders. She does not mention supporting the sheriffs of the 4th District who are struggling with cartels and human trafficking and drug trafficking. She doesn't mention the word housing or homelessness in her voters' pamphlet statement. You'll see what's important to me, and I know it's what's important to Oregon. So again, I encourage people to vote with discernment we have to vote, we have to engage. Otherwise, we will continue to have what we've had for the last 49 years.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Republican candidate for Congress Monique Despain, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in 90 seconds on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson. coming up at 1 o'clock on Monday's program, Dan Rayfield, Democratic candidate for Attorney General in Oregon. Incumbent Congresswoman Val Hoyle will be with us on Tuesday's program today, talking to Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. It's one thing to run for office. Talk about how you would take all these ideas you shared and make progress with 534 other people in Washington, D.C.
Well, I would... I've been solving problems, working with and through people my whole career as a lawyer and also as a JAG officer. Lots of investigations, came up with recommendations and executed on those recommendations. I'll continue to do that. We currently have a congresswoman in Val Hoyle who rates by her votes as one of the least partisan congresspeople in our U.S. House. And that's not how you make progress, because we do have diverse interests. One thing you can count on is I'll be sticking up for Oregon in that venue, but I'll be negotiating to settlement for sure and coming to consensus regardless of party affiliation. I mean, I have experience already as a candidate. Some people just shut down due to party affiliation. That's just, that's frankly ignorant. And that's how we don't make progress. We are all American, and we need to start solving the problem. So I will work with anyone, any party, any president who has the American people at heart, their well-being and security. And so I'll just continue to work to solve problems as I have done for decades.
And when you get back there and get committee assignments, of course, as a first-term member of Congress, you don't always get exactly what you want. What committee assignments would you go after?
Well, of course, I would love to be on the Veterans Affairs Committee. I'll be the only representative in the Oregon delegation of all six congresspeople and the two senators. I'll be the only veteran, the only one with national security experience. As we are in a wartime Congress, anywhere I can have a positive impact on the national security issues or various committees for that. Veterans Affairs, Natural Resources, Energy and Commerce. We have so many abundant natural resources in the district. Any opportunity I have to be involved in that on committee, I will seize. But you're right, as a freshman, I won't get to choose. Transportation, of course, would be another good one. We've had representation there. So wherever I can be of use to move us toward consensus and start getting positive results for the American people.
It seems like a lot of times Congress is at an impasse between both parties, and folks pretty much stick in their own camp, and there's not as much oftentimes working across their aisle as there used to be. What are your thoughts about approaching projects or working on legislation with those in the other party?
Well, that's exactly right. That's what we need to be doing. Look, I signed a pledge for term limits. I'm not going to Congress to have a second, third career. I've had a long and successful career. I just don't, I feel compelled to respond to this five-alarm fire in Washington, D.C. I will be standing up for what's right, not concerned with being a party stamp so that I can continue to get donor dollars and support from the dysfunction of Washington, D.C. That's what we have now. We have a party stamp for the Biden-Harris administration, and look at what it's got us. We are in one of the most dangerous states as a nation, according to the FBI director, Border Patrol, than we've ever been. I will not be a stamp to that. We have to address this exigent matter. The economy is literally crushing families. More than half of Oregonians are one paycheck away from economic disaster, homelessness. Those are the issues I'm worried about. So I won't be a party stamp to the dysfunction of D.C., the elite, I didn't want to forget to tell people to go to my website, which is very comprehensive, MoniqueForCongress.com. I talk about my position on border, immigration, abortion, housing, Israel. It's all there. And I just encourage people to take a minute to really vote with discernment. And I have no agenda. This has been a grassroots campaign. I have raised more money out of Oregon individuals $20 from a bartender, $250 from a business owner, moms, dads. I have raised more money out of Oregon than our career politician who's been in Oregon politics for years. Now, why is that? That's because they don't feel heard and they know they're not getting results from her.
As you are in the, or as we are in the final few weeks, what kinds of things are you going to be out? How busy are you going to be out in terms of the campaign?
Well, recently, finally, Val Hoyle came out to reveal her true self. I challenged her to 6 debates in late June, early July timeframe. She refused to engage in any debates, which is just, you know, that speaks volumes. This is a representative government, and we're entitled to know what, why she's doing the things she's doing and what her plans are. But instead, she refused to meet. But I did have a forum in Coos Bay, and then there's one in Eugene here. And the next one is Roseburg Chamber Forum next Monday. But she, Val Hoyle, blew that off. It'll just be myself and the Green Party candidate. So I've been doing things like that. I've been on the radio, shows like yours, Kyle, and just getting the word out. And then, of course, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. And we have to continue to get out the vote. So I'm doing everything I can to encourage people to vote, despite the frustration and just the sickening results out of D.C. We have to keep control of our communities by voting.
There, of course, is a presidential election getting a lot of attention. Do you feel like that could help or be a challenge to you in terms of people's voting patterns?
I don't know. I hear historically in a presidential election, more people turn out. But I just am urging everybody to consider each position, each candidate, their merit and what the job is. So the job I'm applying for is to represent the 4th District of Oregon in Washington, D.C. And I'll work with any other person in the House and the Senate and the president to accomplish the goals of the people of Oregon. I'm not a representative for any other state, any other district. And it's the diversity of thought on the presidential election is a huge. And I just encourage people, look at me, the person, the reasons I've given you for why I'm running, the history of a service that I have, and what I say I'm hearing from the field, from the people, and what I say I'm going to deliver on. And then when you look at your presidential candidate, you do the same analysis. And we have a lot of great people running for state rep. Same analysis. I think we could honor each person who has stepped into the ring to at least give them consideration based on their own background, their history, their merit, and how they've campaigned and what they're saying they're going to deliver.
Of course, one of the aspects of being in Congress is U.S. military policy, dealing with foreign policy. What are some of your positions or thoughts about the direction you'd like to see the nation go in those areas?
I would love to see a planet Earth at peace, and I do believe in peace through strength. At my website, MoniqueForCongress.com, I talk about the issues of the day, the conflicts of the day. I stand with Israel. You know, what is an ally if you're not standing with them in their hour of need? And so I believe every country is absolutely entitled to secure their border and make the safety and their sovereignty of their people priority number one. And I wish our current administration felt that way, too, about our own country. So there's more comprehensive information there. But I will close with saying I do not believe in blank checks of the American people's hard-earned tax dollars just going into black holes with no explanation and no results. And we see that at the county, state, federal, and international level. So I will stand in opposition to that all the time. I want to see results when we lend aid and also at our own in our own agencies and at our own border. I want to produce results for the American people.
Final 30 seconds. For people that are undecided in your race, what would you say about why they should consider voting for you?
Well, I'm doing this because we need representation, because our country's in trouble, and we didn't have anyone else like me that can get results and has this moment in time that I can step up and take on this fight. I've been taking on fights my whole life, and I'm going to give this one all my effort and deliver for the people of Oregon and the United States. That's how important it is. I encourage you to look at the voter pamphlet, look at my website. We are over the target on a corrupt elected official who's under federal investigation. So when you see the ads that the Democrat money machine is running, go to my website, go to my social media.
All right, we're out of time there. Monique Despain on Inside Douglas County, 1258.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.